Welcome to the Smash Show. You've done a poster here. What's it all about?
So this is, as you have heard in the past couple of days, there were quite a bit of presentations about precise point positioning. This paper really does a very simple thing. PPP is a very cost-efficient positioning technique. It only needs one receiver to get the precise position. When I say precise, it means down to like 5 centimeter level precision or even less. But there's one hitch. It takes about 30 minutes or even 1 to 2 hours for the solution to converge. But the theory says if we can precisely include the ionosphere in the algorithm, we can get instantaneous position solutions. So in here we are. There's a global ionosphere map available. What we are doing here is include global ionospheric measurements in our PPP solution and see, okay, is the convergence time improved? So down here you see the results. We actually don't see a big improvement in convergence time. The best we got was about 20 minutes still, and it's really not a big improvement. The solution we came the conclusion we came to is the ionospheric correction that the GIM provided was not accurate enough, because it has to give a correction better than the code noise of the satellite signal, and in this case it didn't. That's what we are showing here. And on the other side you see the overall position accuracies we got. So the position accuracies were really good. We got down to about 10 centimeters in the horizontal accuracies, like latitude and longitude accuracies. So there's a lot of work to do and to, you know, really go down to GIM measurements and find out, well, how we can improve the GIM corrections.
So who would want to know their position to that accuracy?
Actually, that's a really, really good question. One of the biggest motivation for this kind of studies is also the users, because in Australia, 2 years ago, the statistics says only 9% is covered with this kind of precise positioning precise positioning accuracy, you know. So to repeat that statement, only in 9% in the land, how to put it? So only 9% of the land is covered, or only 9% in the land that we can provide this kind of solution. So it is a big, big problem, because Australia is kind of losing like billions of dollars if we cannot compete with this ability to provide highly precise solutions. It's down to like, you know, global crustal movement people, and also GPS meteorology, and people who monitor low Earth orbit satellites. It's all very important for everyone to have really precise position solutions.
And you're at RMIT University?
Yes, I am.
What sort of role do you have there?
So I'm just a new PhD student. I'm a PhD researcher. That's what I am.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.